Welcome to the Hustle Forward Podcast, your destination for straightforward business advice, behind the scenes of entrepreneurship life, and tips that inspire you to take action without all the fluff. I'm ready to help you grow your business as you hustle forward. My name is Shayla Renato. I'm a wife, a mom, and business strategist, as well as the owner of the amazing and highly sought after digital marketing agency, Alias Consulting. You also can catch me hanging out online as the founder of national lifestyle brand, Black Girls Wine. That's right, I'm a serial entrepreneur, and I'm here to help you get inspired and take action on your journey to six figures and beyond. Let's get into today's episode. What's up, hustlers? Listen, as we hustle forward in 2024, I had to drop this bonus episode on you while I am on the go. There's a little story here, and I really hope that this blesses you and helps you get even further out of your way and diving headfirst into the blessings that God has for you this year and beyond. So listen, I have always been like an athlete. I consider myself a forever athlete. I plan on working out until I'm well into my hundreds, okay? I used to be a runner. I love running. I get the runner's high, and it just lifts my mood. My endorphins soar. Like, it's a vibe. And all through my 20s, I ran. I ran a lot. And at one point in my 20s, I lost 60 pounds and I was running and doing strength training every single day, just about. And it's interesting because somewhere along the lines, my back started bothering me more. And I would go to the chiropractor and he was like, you know, I get that you're running on the treadmill. I get that you enjoy running, but that pounding is part of what could be impacting your back the way that it is. And that was really hard for me to hear. And so my journey over the last, I would say 4 or 5 years, has been in trying to find the workouts that work for me. Finding the workouts that bring me joy, that motivate me, that when I get them done, I want to do them again. Much like the work that God has called me to and the work that I have always sought to do in my life. I've always wanted to do meaningful work. I've always wanted to do something that seriously impacts more than just me. And I find that post having a baby, my working out is something that is about more than just me. I mean, initially, maybe as a forever athlete, there's a little vanity there. Like, you know, I want to look good. And, you know, I want to look good for my hubby and everything. But now, you know, after having the baby, I really think about the fact that I'm not just working out to look good. I'm not just working out because I want to be healthy forever. I'm also working out because my child needs me. EJ needs me in my absolute best health, so that I can show up for him, so that in 16 years when he's got the championship state game and we're traveling across the country to go there and he's been drafted into a school in the Midwest and he's going to be in the, I don't know, one of the top schools or whatever, that he needs his mom to be able to show up in all of her fullness. In all of her health, right? And I think about not even just my health, but even my business, right? He's gonna need me to have built an empire that can sustain itself without me being present all the time. When he goes to a D1 school in 18 years, he's gonna wanna know that his mom's can be in the stands and in her full capacity. And it's something about witnessing the glory of God in the mornings for me. And that's what made me start calling these walks my hot girl worship walks. it's been a journey. This whole journey of starting my day with walking and being really intentional with starting my day with God has really really been a blessing. And this episode is a bonus episode, but it's also a testimony. It's a testimony to the growth that I've experienced as a woman, as a business owner, as a believer. So being a forever athlete and not being able to run the way that I used to was kind of hard for me. And I used to be one of those people that was like, oh my gosh, like run. That's the thing. Like, I could never be one of those fast walkers, like fast walk. How y'all even power walking? What does that mean? Like, that was me, y'all. And I am going to be 100% honest and say that was me in 2022. That was me in 2023. I was still telling myself the lies of, I can't do that. And I don't know why, right? I don't know why I did that. I don't know why we do that as humans. We talk ourselves out of stuff in business, in fitness, in marriage, in relationships. We talk ourselves out of stuff before we even get there. And I think we have to stop that. We're blocking our blessings, y'all. We have to stop that. So this week, I walked every single day, and I've been walking every week for the last probably 4 or 5 months now, but my goal is to walk every day, Monday through Friday, committed to walking in the morning. I drop the baby off, and I do my hot girl worship walk, and usually on these walks, I either listen to worship music, sometimes I just pray, and I don't have anything on. Yesterday, I actually listened to the first 6 chapters of Corinthians, and some mornings I listen to a sermon, so it varies. But this morning, I had a little pep in my step. I was listening to some old school gospel, a little Marvin Sapp, a little Hezekiah, a little Kirk was on the Apple Music radio, and that pep in my step led me to doing a 16-minute power walk. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all, that might not be a lot for somebody. It might not. But for me, that's a heck of a lot. I used to do a 10-minute mile. I'm very proud of having worked myself up to running a 10-minute mile. And I also, on a light day, I would do a 15-minute mile. And I count myself very blessed to be able to say that I walked so fast. I power walked today. I did something I told myself for years I could not do. I power walked in 16 minutes and 37 seconds. I did a mile. I'm really, really proud of that. And I'm excited because I can't wait to continue to work that time down. But I'm here today to share this message with you. And that is, regardless of what it is God is calling you to, before you say you can't do it, this year I want you to be intentional and try. No matter how long it takes you, no matter how many times you have to repeat the steps, no matter what it takes, I want you to give it your all in 2027. I literally just dumped everything out of my purse. I seriously need a new one. But anyway, this year, no matter what it takes, I want you to push yourself. I want you to go above and beyond. This year, I want you to not tell yourself no before you give yourself the opportunity to show up for those big dreams that you have. Because I think that's what we all miss. Sometimes it's just a matter of you proving to yourself that you can and you will show up. Whether it's doing hot girl worship walks in the morning, whether it's learning how to pitch your business for the first time, whether it's asking for the sale, whether it's asking that girl out on a date, finally saying yes to that guy that you've had on your mind, whether it's being more disciplined in your eating because you know you need to take care of yourself, whatever it is, let's stop talking ourselves out of our blessings before they even have a chance to manifest. If you love this podcast, please don't hesitate to share it with a fellow hustler. Download it so you can come back and take notes later. And definitely leave me a 5-star review. If you're hearing this podcast and you need help with your business or marketing strategy, I'm your girl. Book a discovery call so we can talk about where you are and where you're trying to go. Make sure you're following me over on the gram at Shayla Vernado. There's a community over there where I am keeping action takers accountable. And I'm sharing my journey to writing my second book. Until next time, keep hustling forward.